Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out.
Dr. Walls, good morning. Welcome to the show. What have you got for us?
I have a ghost story for you, actually.
A ghost story?
Yeah, but it's not very scary.
Okay.
And you'll feel really haunted by the end of it.
All right.
Yeah. A ghost.
Yippee!
A ghost story by David Lowery, the director. You might be aware of Ain't Them Bodies Saints, starring Rooney Mara and Casey Affleck.
Was that those two as well, Ain't Them Bodies Saints?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So this is his second coming. Well, actually, he did Pete's Dragon as well.
I like Pete's Dragon.
So this is quite
the original or the remake?
The remake.
Oh,
I quite like that film.
I like the original.
David Lowery has a fantastic moustache that Rob and I were just admiring before. He's kind of bushy.
He's not really hirsute in any other way than his top lip.
Yeah, that's right, he's bald.
Looks like...
And it's kind of a funny colour.
Yeah, it looks like Tom Hardy in Bronson.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it does.
But a kind of skinny version of
Someone
Bronson.
Someone cut me off on the motorway today that had the worst moustache I've ever seen.
And really?
And had a bad car as well.
Oh. Judgy.
Sporty Audi, you know. Had a bad moustache. Such a bad moustache, so I didn't even feel like pulling the finger at him. I didn't. Just like, oh man, that's terrible.
Was it like a sudden rappel?
I'm terrible with the road rage. Terrible with it. Terrible. Just, anyway.
So understandable. But I mean, imagine actually getting out of the car and actually going face to face with somebody.
Would you just giggle?
Well, it's a sort of moustache. Absolutely. Sort of moustache.
It got me rocked up.
It was coming off and knocked me off the road. You know, I'm kind of a careful driver. I've got a job to get to. You know,
he did do something untoward with the car. Then.
Oh, hard out. Yeah,
it wasn't just a
isolation.
His Audi was the colour of your sock there, your pop sock.
Cool.
Blue.
That's not who has a car that colour blue.
What colour was his moustache?
Just thin, thin and weedy. Yeah, I think wouldn't look out of place on Three's Company. You know, one would imagine he was going to do sales on the shore somewhere, maybe in the Albany district.
For plumbing
maybe
supplies.
Maybe for supplies of something, maybe IT, but then the back end of IT.
Is there any IT in this movie?
There's actually...
No, but is there any moustaches in this movie?
There's kind of an emoji of a ghost.
Really?
Well,
that sounds like a rubbish movie so far.
So in a ghost story, we have two characters. One's called C and one's called M. And I really just love the fact that they're just given initials.
Yeah, C and M, sure.
C is... They live together. And C is a musician. He's played by Casey.
Yep.
M is his partner. And you might notice that Mara and Casey both start with C and M. And we don't really have too much information about him. What?
Budgetary thing?
Yeah, that's right. Because extra letters cost.
It's just in the script that says C and M and then... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They live together and he's a musician, perhaps. He leaves the house for some time and she gets a bit upset. Anyway, he dies. After hearing a note played on the piano.
What?
And
oh, what note? You want to be careful of that, wouldn't you? How beautiful and poetic is that?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it was, you know, C sharp or something. It's not the note that causes his death. We have no idea why he's dead or what killed him. But
that's not the point. No.
The point is that
he's passed away.
The point is that he suddenly appears as a ghost, just in a really literal way.
A spectre.
With a sheet over his head with two big holes.
Oh, this is this movie. I've heard about it. Okay, it's
a tremendous film.
I love that. I love the concept of a ghost, a sheet over the head.
He's just like a ghost.
He's got a ball and chain as well, has he?
Not quite.
I've got a great figurine at home, which is a ghost. It's just a ghost sheet with eyes and ball and chain.
Yeah, and he just stands there watching her in her life.
Creepy.
It is kind of creepy.
Rob calls creepy from the corner. Yep, that's interesting. Yeah.
And he watches kind of how her life unfolds, and it's all about kind of that enduring time. And you know, she's getting on with her life. She can't see him.
Well, he's passed away. She has to, you know, essentially.
Yeah.
What do you do? Yeah.
And in the corner, we find Will Oldham, who you might know from Palace Records.
Yeah.
Just, you know, philosophizing about life and death and blah, blah, blah.
That's Bonnie Prince Billy, yeah?
It is. It is. And we kind of wish that C, the ghost, could actually give him some proper information about
life after death. So he's sort of like a mouthpiece without any decent info.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is quite a good movie.
Amazing.
This is quite recent, isn't it? This
is it like, is. I think it's 20...
Was it on at the festival?
2016, 2017. Sundance.
In the New Zealand International Film Festival, and I think it did come out this year. It's 2017.
Well, right on.
It is just completely curious in terms of the way that it's just really understated and really poignant at the same time.
If do you believe in ghosts?
Do
you believe in ghosts, doctor?
I don't really call them ghosts as such, but I think that we kind of like we're energetic forms.
Yeah,
but
all vibrating light, big, huge performance. All's happening at once. Yep, sure.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, this idea of resonance or sticking around in spaces or even objects or energy. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
but the sheep with the eyes cut out.
Which is why it looks like an emoji, which is just terribly funny.
But maybe that's a closer representation of a ghost. In fact, then maybe there's some sort of, you know?
You know, like in so many films.
You'd be right
to
vape right now too, Rob.
Please vape
if you're going to.
Because your ectoplasm sort of comes into the studio at that point.
Yeah. Phrasing.
Mikey, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Ectoplasms are made up from Ghostbusters, isn't it, surely?
Most of the ghost films that we see are terribly special effects. We see them, you know, people walking through ghosts walking through walls.
Yeah. Ricky Gervais being a dentist who can see ghosts.
Yeah. Nothing like that happens here. It's like a stage play whereby somebody's donned a very amateur sheet with eyes cut out.
But this is what I'm trying to say, is that maybe that's the way that maybe that is, if one day there is such a thing, we can prove that there is such a thing as ghosts, or it comes to pass that for some reason that there are only human ghosts and there's no animal ghosts or dinosaur ghosts or bird ghosts or fish ghosts or plant ghosts, then the ghosts are actually just people with sheets over their heads. You know, well, that's what it looks like.
That's the reveal.
Yeah, because don't you wonder about ghosts and dinosaur ghosts?
Well, ghosts of everything. Really,
ghosts, right? They're dinosaurs around for millions and millions and millions of years. We haven't even been around for a million years, really. And they're massive. They're blundering around the place, smashing the buildings, but the ghosts, they just go through them. You know? Think about that.
A dinosaur ghost. I really like that idea. How big the sheet would have to be. Though.
Because you think of your family dog, you know, you love your family. Your family dog's so beautiful, love the doggy. Oh, he's gone now. Oh, but he's still with us, isn't he?
Just transmuted into a whole different type of energy, that's all.
Yeah, I know. This is wrong with you. I'm with you on that. But if it's a ghost, yeah, then of course if there's dog ghosts, then there has to, of course, be dinosaur ghosts, doesn't there? Yeah, not saying that dinosaurs are people's pets and not
the mascots. Do you think maybe it's actually quite a full sort of field? Because, you know, there's so many dead things.
I mean, this is the thing. So many dead things.
It's quite a busy sort of highway.
Apparently we power our car through dead things.
Yeah, we do. In fact, we live off dead things.
Make
mostly.
All these plastic bags out of dead things, you know. So.
Well, there you go. There's the energy. You put dinosaurs in your car.
Well, yeah. Well, so maybe that's what's happening to human ghosts as well.
Dino fuel.
Maybe it's getting squashed up there, ready for some sort of like to be tapped into.
It's quite
something
sad.
To think about, isn't it?
It's quite sad that we actually put lots of chemicals in our bodies when we die, you know, like embalming and things, isn't it? I mean, this is getting a bit kind of gruesome.
That's right, so you're kind of slowing that process down.
Yeah, and it also seems really unfair not to contribute our own bodies back to the earth.
Some amazing TED talks about that, actually. There's some amazing TED, like there's this one woman that had invented like this mushroom sack or something.
Yeah, I've read
about
that.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
It's a good idea, isn't it? Then you could, you know, like eventually perhaps make kombucha out of...
I'm going to have to look this up. Keep talking.
So this isn't a mushroom sack. It is just a sheet.
It is just a sheet, yes, okay. In this particular case. There's a, kind of a loose reference to Virginia Woolf's 1921 novel to A Haunted House. And we see a quote from that at the beginning.
There? Oh, right.
And we also
see the
book.
Does he want to be there or not? Is he just...
Or is he in purgatory? Is he in limbo?
he's definitely in limbo. Down in limbo.
Yeah. So is it one of those narratives where, you know, he has to do something in order to pass through to the other side?
No, we don't see any of that. There's no kind of logical explanation. He just appears and he watches her, you know, like get with someone else. He
creep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I just KCA freak. .. yeah. Anyway, the reference to Virginia Woolf is obviously, you know, deliberate too, because the book falls open at one point. in the film, which is great. It's a nice little homage.
It's had amazing reviews. Would you jump on that train as well?
Yes, 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 yes. It's kind of up my alley, so yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Someone said there's a ghost mirror on Trade Me. I'm trying to look it up. I'm trying to look up ghost mirror on Trade Me, but there's a lot of different
things. Ghost mirror. Oh, that Photoshop job that somebody did recently.
You just carry it around with you and you see ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. We've got some amazing texts.
Why would you want that? Dinosaurs dressed in boat sails with eyes cut in and tiny little arm holes. That's awesome.
But boat sails. That's a much better solution than a sheet for a dinosaur.
More dinosaurs than boats. There's actually millions of boats. Do you know how many boats there are? How many shipwrecked boats there are at the bottom of the ocean?
Well, wasn't there one that just turned up the other day full of skeletons?
A million
or something.
A million. I know that was washed up on Japan. Washed up in Japan. Yeah. It's North Korean defectors or fishermen that lost their way. Fishermen.
So
here's another boat full of skeletons.
Oh. You know, that's really, it's very intense.
Very intense. Well, you brought it up, but still, anyway. So this is starring Oscar winner Casey Affleck and Oscar nominee Rooney Mara and directed by David Lowry.
And
this
is Will Oldham, of course, and, too. And, for, you know, massive fan here. So
yeah. Yep, we've got a copy to give away. How do you want to give that away?
A ghost story.
A ghost story?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
True ghost story, 309-3879. Yeah, send them to our bodies in here. It's okay. I'm just trying to read all those crazy texts. So 309-3879, you've got a decent ghost story.
I knew when we talked about the note on the piano, someone would text in about the brown note, and they didn't disappoint me.
I didn't think about that at all, but it's interesting you did. But okay, that's...
Sarah's so smart.
No, just smutty.
Oh, no, but...
No, ghost story. So funny. No one believes in ghosts in 2017 anymore, obviously.
No one believes in ghosts. No, fair enough. Yeah.
Oh, I've got a ghost story.
We're all just sort of like so deeply enmeshed in the virtual world, haunting ourselves and each other.
Yeah. Virtually. Wow, that is some deep stuff there, Doc. Yeah. Hello, BFM.
Morning, Mikey. Morning, mate. Do you want a nice ghost story?
Yes, please.
All right. Okay. And this is the honest truth. This one.
Yep.
Years ago, when I was a kid, my mum bought this nice 4-poster bed out in Ponsonby. From a very sort of well-off family, had all the lacy frills. Again, this is going back in the early 70s.
Yes.
Got it back. She used to sleep, obviously. And she used to tell us that she'd wake up with, like, this heavy weight on her chest, like something pushing down on her chest, and she could see, like, this sort of apparition. And so this went on for a while. My mum freaked out. She would no longer sleep in the bed because my dad used to work night shift. So we took the bed. We went back to the people that owned it and said, oh, look, you know. And they were like, oh, yeah, we've got to tell you, our daughter died of cancer in it. Young girl. Yeah, and it was like lung cancer. And yeah, it was really,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so okay. We got rid of the bed real quickly. But like, so my mum was, you know, very, very straight up person, you know, and like I said, she's always remember her saying, you know, she'd feel this heavy weight pushing down on her chest.
Yeah, well, it sounds like your family are going to love this DVD. sit around on Christmas watching it. All right, what's your name?
My name's Denver, mate.
Okay, Denver, stay there. Do you want anything in the last 10 days, Denver?
No, it's been well over 10 days since I won.
Well over 10 days, maybe 11,
you
12.
You know me, mate, you know me.
All right, okay, well, stay there, my friend. We'll make sure you win
Denver,
that.
That's such a great story, far out.
And, everyone's got one somewhere. Yeah, like I say, I'll tell you one off here, but, you know, it's not far on here.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.